Hurricane Maria finally moved away from Puerto Rico last night, but not before inflicting major damage on the island's infrastructure. The most severe impact was on Puerto Rico's power grid, and the entire island is still without electricity. That is a problem that Puerto Rico's governor said last night could take months to fix.
We reached one resident, Gabriel Caballero Rodriguez, in central Puerto Rico. He said his area hadn't yet recovered from Hurricane Irma 2 weeks ago.
Some people got their power back on around yesterday or the day before that. And now the whole island is without any power at all.
Rodriguez considers himself, though, lucky because his house did not flood. At one point, all of Puerto Rico was under a flash flood warning, and many of the island's flimsier wooden houses were badly damaged.
Yeah, yesterday, Tanya Forguada was assessing the damage at her apartment in San Juan. And she had spent the worst parts of the storm at her mom's house. And when she hiked up to her apartment on the 12th floor, she saw that one of the doors to her balcony had been knocked loose.
It didn't break, but all the water had come through it. There's a wall that's like paper, so that fell onto the master bedroom. It was basically flooded, most of it.
All right, I want to bring in another voice here. It is Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon. She is Puerto Rico's resident commissioner, which is the island's representative in Congress. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No, my pleasure. Good morning.
So where are you exactly, and have you been able to assess the damage?
Yeah, I'm in Carolina, which is near San Juan. There was a curfew that the governor established last night from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Just let the people from the rescue teams and research go out and make the job. Last night, it was a lot of raining. Even though the hurricane passed, we still got tropical winds, tropical storm winds of up to 75 miles per hour last night. So it was not safe to go outside.
Are you in your home in your community, or where exactly are you?
Yes, I'm a private home here in Carolina. We are without power. The whole island is without power. And all the trees are down. There's a lot of debris. You can't even go through. There's a lot of power lines that are on the floor. And that's not safe until the people from the Electric Power Authority can do their jobs. A lot of the rivers overflowed at their own banks. So it's not safe. The weather service just said that we are going to continue to have heavy rains. Yesterday we received more than from 18 to 35 inches of rain.
It just keeps coming. It's extraordinary. Can I just ask you, the mayor of San Juan, I saw an emotional interview with her. She said the Puerto Rico and the San Juan that we knew yesterday is no longer there. Is it that bad?
It is that bad. I mean, it is devastation. People with wooden houses are not longer there. And all of forest and, palm trees, they're not there. I mean, it's bare soil. And it's devastating. And I hope we can recover soon and make how much damage impacted the airport, the ports, and the whole island.
We'll be thinking of you. Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon is the resident commissioner of Puerto Rico. She represents the island in Congress. Thank you for your time. I know it's a very busy moment for you.
My pleasure. Thank you.